Hello, I'm Daisha Kress, and welcome to Delta Delights, brought to you by the Delta Health Foundation in Kannapolis, North Carolina. So today, we'll do a gentle yoga practice, and we'll begin by lying back on the floor or our mats, and we'll take a moment to find some stillness mentally and physically, as we let go of tensions, of stress, of worries from the past week. Anything that's been weighing on our mind, this is our time to let go of those things and find a peacefulness, an internal harmony and balance, if you will. So for these moments, we're simply letting go and allowing, following the breath. So we'll close the eyes and each inhale we take, draw it deep into the body. And on each exhale, we're letting that breath go completely. We'll continue in this way for several more breaths. Simply inhaling fully to our full lung capacity, and then exhaling. If you find it difficult to still the mind, to prevent thoughts from creeping in, anchor your awareness to your breath and literally follow the sensation of breath as you inhale and exhale. So here, simply coming into a state of mindfulness, which helps us to cultivate clarity, joy, and gratitude. So let's take one more round of breath here, inhaling deeply and slowly. And exhale. So we'll begin by taking a full body stretch here. We're going to reach our arms overhead. As we inhale, we're going to reach and extend through the fingertips, point the toes, and feel this long stretch through the body. As you exhale, we're going to soften the body completely, totally relaxed. We're going to take one resting breath here in between our stretches. And on your next inhale, let's go again for that full extension stretch here. Inhaling, long lean through stretch, and then we'll exhale and release. Just stay here for a moment. So slowly, let's draw that right knee into the chest for a half knee to chest, Ardha Apanasana. Left leg staying grounded, and we can hold that right knee or hold that leg behind the thigh as we just give a gentle tug, a gentle squeeze of that knee in towards the belly, offering a compression there, a massage and stimulation for the internal glands and organs. We'll start to roll that right foot out, just making some rotations of that foot, first in one direction and then the other. Begin to gently point and flex that foot as well. Perhaps scrunch the toes in tight and then spread the toes wide. Now let's bring that left knee in to join the right for our full knee to chest. Here, let's do a little rocking motion, just a gentle motion side to side as we massage the low back. So with both knees into the chest, we feel this lifting of the tailbone away from the floor and a flattening of that lower back. And as we rock, it gives a gentle massage to that area. Let's come to a gentle stop. And now we'll switch sides. Right leg extends fully as that left knee draws in toward the chest for our half knee to chest on this side. So again, holding the leg behind the thigh or around the shin or knee as we draw that knee into the belly, keeping our breath soft and steady. Keeping the mind still and relaxed. We'll take that left foot and make those rotations in each direction. A few gentle points and flexions of the foot. And now bringing that right knee in to join the left, full knee to chest. Feel free to rock from side to side, again, if that feels good. Coming to a gentle stop, we'll lower the feet to the floor, knees up off the mat, and we'll enter into a flowing spinal twist. So we'll begin by bringing the hands out to the sides of the body, hands even with the shoulders, palms turned to the floor. As we inhale, knees will be here at center, pointing to the sky. And as we exhale, let both knees float toward the right side. We'll inhale, knees passing back up through center, and exhale, let the knees flow to the other side. And this is our flow. Each time you inhale, knees pass back up through center. Exhale, and they float to one side. Continue in this way at the pace of our breath. Eyes closed. Awareness in the breath, in the body. Now, whatever side your knees happen to be on here, we're going to rest the knees on this side for a holding spinal twist. So I want you to get comfortable here. Let the knees be heavy. Let the lower body be heavy. And be sure that we're keeping a grounding through the upper body. Both shoulders remain to the floor. As the arms outstretch, press the palms and the fingertips gently into the floor to add more of an anchoring sensation. Just making the most of our spinal twist here, rejuvenating the spine, wringing out the torso, massaging those internal organs. And we'll begin to turn the head in the opposite direction of the knees. Eyes remaining closed. Simply holding and breathing. A peacefulness washing through the body with each breath cycle. Find a release in each breath. On our next inhale, knees will slowly come back up through center. As we exhale, knees float to the opposite side for that holding spinal twist. Again, establish a comfort level here. turning the head in the opposite direction of the knees. Once more, establishing that steady breath, easy breath. And we're breathing. As we inhale each time, invite calmness, joy, and as you exhale, smile. We're here one more breath. And come back up, knees to center. Let's draw the knees into our chest again. Apanasana, knees to chest. Feel free to rock it from side to side. So now let's lower that left foot to the floor. And we're going to hold that right leg behind the thigh. And begin to extend, to straighten that right leg to the sky, coming into a gentle hamstring stretch. Gentle tug of that leg in towards the belly, not overextending. This is our first stretch, so we want to creep into the stretch gently. See how that leg is feeling today. And now we'll slowly begin to extend that left leg out, adding more anchoring. Adding a new dynamic to that stretch in the back of that right leg. I'm going to take an inhale right here. As we exhale, lift the head and shoulders off the mat, nose dipping in towards that right knee. Just do the best you can. As we inhale, release the head and shoulders back to the mat. On that exhale, going again for that little mini crunch, knee and nose meeting. And release. We'll release that right foot to the floor. Now switching sides, left leg extends to the sky in that hamstring stretch. Hands can bind behind that left thigh as we draw the knee in. And if we're feeling really tight, we always have the option of softening the knee, taking a little bit off that intensity level and that stretch. So we're holding here. Go ahead and extend that right leg out. Let's come into our two little crunches here. So we'll take an inhale. As we exhale, lifting head and shoulders, nose towards the knee. Inhale, relax the head and shoulders back. Exhale, go again for a little crunch. And relax the head back. Let's bring both knees into the chest once more. So let's come into another side body stretch. Again, extending the legs out. We're going to reach the arms overhead. We're going to do a reclined crescent stretch. So we're going to lean the shoulders and arms over toward the right side of us and also walk the feet over towards the right as well. So that from above our bodies, we see this C formation through the body, a crescent shape. Both hips, both shoulders remain grounded to the floor. So settle into this stretch, into the side body opening. We're compressing into the right side, expanding the left side. So take these full, deep breaths. Channel the breath into that left side body. Imagine space opening up between each and every rib, like a fan spreading out. Feel that freeness of your breath here in that left side body. So those muscles that wrap around the sides of our body, the intercostal muscles, are secondary respiratory muscles. So if we really work on stretching out, opening up that side body, it allows us, our lungs to work more efficiently, allows us a deeper, fuller breath. So we'll hold here one last breath cycle. Coming back to center, and we'll find that same stretch on the opposite side. So take your time. Get settled into that stretch. So this time our awareness is in the right side body. As that is expanded, compression in the left side, right side really open, channeling the breath into that side. And find that softness of your breath. Here we're using the breath itself as a tool to open up space, to find some liberation, to ease tightness and tension out of the side body. We're here one last breath. And we'll return to center. We're going to draw the knees into the chest. From here, we're going to roll over onto our sides, coming into a side lying position. Start to press into the hands. We're going to make our way up to our seated position, crossed legs, what we call Sukhasana, just an easy sitting pose. If this is uncomfortable on your hips or knees, find a position that works for you, that is comfortable. So we're going to draw the spine nice and tall, good posture. Bring the belly in towards the back. Give the shoulders a shrug or two. And encourage the shoulder blades to ease down the back toward the waist. We're going to let the right ear fall towards the right shoulder as we reach to the sky through the left ear. Enjoying a nice side neck stretch. Let's softly, gently extend that left hand towards the earth. Maybe lightly touching the earth with the fingertips to bring that stretch on into the shoulder. Another breath here. We'll bring the head back up to center. Let's do the same on the other side. Left ear to the left shoulder. Right ear reaching to the sky. Feeling that first initial stretch. And then we'll find that soft extension through the right hand, right fingertips, reaching to the earth. Closing the eyes. Reminding ourselves that we are present here in these moments of our practice. And we're helping ourselves to find that balance, knowing that what we do here today in our practice will feel better for tomorrow. All right, go ahead and bring the head back up to center. Let's come into a simple seated spinal twist. We're going to bring that right hand to the center back, left hand bound to that right knee. As we inhale, elongate the spine, extend through the crown of the head. As we exhale, we're going to come into our twist, belly turning first, chest, then shoulders, and simply taking our gaze towards the back. maintaining that long length of the spine, that back shoulder, that right shoulder down away from the ear, keeping that softness of our breath, keeping the sides of the body and the belly soft as well as we breathe in this twist. Draw that breath deep into the lungs. We're going to keep our position in our twist here as we slowly turn the head only forward and possibly looking over the left front shoulder. Let's bring the head back to center and slowly unwind the torso, coming back. We'll do the same on the other side. Now left hand to the center back, right hand bound to that left knee. We'll take that lengthening inhale. And as we exhale, begin to make your way into your twist. Settling, softening with the breath. And that back hand helps us to keep that length of the spine, almost like a second spine. Feeling and creating space between each and every vertebrae, not an overextension, just a lengthening, an internal lift. Again, moving head only, we're going to take the gaze slowly forward. And if it's there for you, if that opening is there for you, slowly take the gaze over the right shoulder. Let's release the head forward, slowly unwinding the torso, coming back to center. So here we're going to bring the soles of the feet together, coming into a bound angle pose, Baddha Konasana. So we're going to slide the feet in towards the pelvis, knees open to the side. We're going to wiggle from side to side here, making sure that we're really grounding through our sitting bones so that the spine can draw up nice and tall. We're going to inhale, lengthen that spine as we exhale, folding from the hip crease out over the lat. And take this slowly, perhaps go a little ways into this fold, take a breath or two, feel the sensations of stretch in the groin and in the lower back. Make sure it's not too much for us today. And as you feel opening occur, a release occur in the muscles, on an exhale, try to deepen a little bit more. As always, breathing, feel the breath in the back itself, feel the breath in the sides of the body, and be aware of breathing in six different directions, front and back of the body, each side of the body, and also this lifting, this upward and downward motion of the diaphragm itself. So being aware of the body as it receives each and every breath. So we'll slowly come out of that fold. And from here, we're going to come onto our hands and our knees to an all fours position. We're going to stack the wrist under the shoulders, the knees right under the hips. Really spread those fingers wide since we're bearing weight into the hands. If you have any issues with wrist flexion, you can certainly use your fist instead of the palms of your hand to take a little bit of that tension off the wrist. So as we start, we're going to extend through the crown of the head. Take your gaze to the floor. Extend through the crown of the head to the wall in front of you. Feel an extension through your tailbone to the wall behind you. And we're going to draw that belly button in towards the spine, just a soft activation of the core. And from here, we're going to come into our cat and cow flow. So first of all, we're going to reach the heart forward, tailbone lifting, just a tad bit of a saddle back. This is our cow pose on the inhale. As we exhale, chin and tailbone tuck under, and we're going to round and roll through the spine just like a Halloween cat. And this is our flow. Inhaling each time you come back into cow pose, heart radiating forward. And as you exhale, come back into your cat pose. Feel the shoulder blades retract and draw away from the spinal column for a nice broadening stretch there. Just continue at your own pace with your own breath. And sometimes it's nice to close your eyes and simply internalize the sensation, that release of the back, the rolling of the spine, the tilt and the tuck of the pelvis as you transition from one pose to the next. So enjoy the whole process here. Give your time to arrive at each pose, cow and then cat, but also enjoying that transition, that flow itself along the way. Enjoy this journey. We'll do one more of each of these poses. And we're going to come into our cat pose and hold there, not in a rigid way or sense, but just holding in that rounded spinal position, feeling the shoulder blades broadening, breathing easily. And now we'll release back to our neutral spine position. From here, coming into kidney squeezes. So we're going to inhale here at center. As we exhale, let your right hip and right shoulder dip in towards one another. Inhale back to center and exhale left side. So it's like wagging our tail and just taking a gaze down to that same side, just looking down to that hip. Back to center on your inhales. Exhale. So again, getting this lateral movement through the spine. So if we were to look at our backs from the ceiling, from the sky, we'd see this crescent shape, the side-to-side flexion of the spine. Again, keeping that spine supple and young, flexible. As always, flowing with the pace of our own breath. One last time to each side. Coming back to center. And now we're going to take the hips back to child's pose. Hips sink towards the heels. You have the option of taking the knees a little wide just to let the heart sink towards the floor a little more. Hands can extend forward to get this wonderful stretch emanating from the low back all the way up the back through the shoulders. Or if it's more comfortable for you today, sack the hands under the forehead. Let the forehead rest upon the hands. Neck relaxed. We're going to stay here for about 3 breaths. Again, being aware of the breath in the back of the body. Feel that breath in the low back, the mid back, and upper back. We'll shift forward into all fours. From here, we're going to step that left foot forward, coming into a kneeling lunge. We'll rest the hands on the left thigh, right at the knee. We're going to press forward so that we're pressing the torso away from that knee. Instead of leaning out over that knee, we're finding that long spine, tailbone dipping towards the earth, spine long. And then we'll start to creep those left toes forward so that the hips come forward of that back knee. So here you should be feeling a good stretch here in the front of that right leg and that hip flexor where we hold so much of our tension. We're just going to hold right there. Find an extension through the crown of the head. Find a focal point for your gaze. Come back into that softness, that steadiness of our breath. One last breath cycle here. Bring the hands to the floor. We'll slide that front foot out. Let's take it back to child's pose just to reset the hips for a moment. Two complete breath cycles here. And now, right foot forward, finding our kneeling lunge on this side. Taking a moment to get comfortable. Interlacing fingers, letting the hands rest on that right thigh. Pressing into the thigh so that we push the torso away from the knee, not leaning out over the knee, so we get the most of our stretch. And again, if you'd like to take that option of creeping the right toes forward, just kind of wiggle them forward so that you can lean into this kneeling lunge. Find a little more opening for the left hip flexor here. Relax the jaw. Feel the softness of the breath. One last breath here. Hands to the floor. Slide that front foot out. Return to our child's pose. Knees right up under the body or knees wide. One more breath here. So we'll shift forward again to all fours. We're going to come down to our seats, bringing the feet around in front of us. Fully extended, and we're going to come into our seated forward fold, Paschimottanasana. So again, wiggling side to side, feeling the grounding of both sitting bones. Draw the posture nice and tall as we reach the hands towards the ground, drawing the shoulders down the back. As we inhale, sweep the hands out and up, palms meeting overhead. And as we exhale, we'll lengthen first and folding from the hip crease, we'll reach out over our legs, full seated forward fold, offering a full back body opening. Soften the knees if it's too much. Let the hands come to rest anywhere along the legs, the shins, the floor, the ankles, the feet. Find what works for you today. So if we can maintain that length of the spine, reaching forward through the heart in this fold, we feel a very targeted stretch in the back of both legs here. However, if you would like a little more stretch in the lower back, let the heart dip just a tad towards the knee. Find a little soft rounding through the spine. You lose a little stretch in the back of the leg, but you feel the stretch come into the low and middle back. We're here, one last breath. And slowly we'll come back up to seated position. So we're going to bring one knee in. We're going to clasp the hands behind that thigh and use that as a lever as we slowly roll our way onto our backs, returning to our knees to chest. From here, bring both feet to the floor. We're going to walk the feet in towards the tailbone just a little bit. Make sure that the feet and knees are hip width apart. We'll bring your hands down alongside the body, palms to the floor. Coming into some gentle bridge flows. As we inhale, we'll slowly start to lift the hips away from the floor as they lift to the sky. And as we exhale, let the spine release vertebrae by vertebrae as it returns to the floor. And find your flow here. Each inhale, tailbone lifting first, then each vertebrae in succession as the hips lift to the sky. Weight shifting into the shoulders. Make sure you can breathe easily. And then exhale as we release the spine. Press into the feet. Imagine that you're holding like a small beach ball between your knees, and so that the thighs are not exactly touching, but we feel this internal activation of the inner thighs. Again, knees staying about hip width apart, no wider, so that you feel the thighs working, you feel it in the hamstrings. You can use the hands to press into the floor as well. Let's go through one last of our bridge flows. And return knees to chest. Find that rocking side to side just one last time. We'll release the feet to the floor. Go ahead and extend them on out to the mat. We're going to come into our Shavasana, our relaxation. If your low back is feeling a tad bit sensitive, you can bring the feet to the floor, knees up, just to offer that flattening of the low back. Otherwise, feet will spread wide. Bring your hands out alongside your body, palms to the sky. Don't be afraid to establish some space around you here. We're going to close the eyes and begin to soften the body. Lengthen through the neck a little bit. Relax the jaw. Let your tongue fall down into the palate of the mouth. Feel the skin of the forehead soften and smooth out. Let your ears feel heavy. Your eyes feel heavy, as if they could just melt through the head towards the floor. Your throat is relaxed, shoulders and arms relaxed and heavy. Feel that soft rise and fall of the chest as you breathe. Feel the belly rise and fall as you breathe. Feel a sense of grounding through the hips, the contact of your body on the floor. Your legs are relaxed. Feel the heels as they contact the floor. Feet are relaxed. We're going to come into Langana breath, a pranayama, a breath practice here. As we inhale, we're going to let the duration of that inhale last about 5 or 6 seconds in duration. And then as we exhale, let it last 7 or 8 seconds, just a tad bit longer than that inhale, so that the exhale is just really lengthened. So continue in this way. Here, trying to use that full lung capacity, drawing the breath all the way down to the bottom of the lungs. Really feel that belly rise as you inhale. And then take your time on that exhale. Feel the sense of calmness, of peacefulness wash through the body with this breath work. And after your last cycle through, we'll ease into an effortless breath here, just letting the breath come of its own accord. Anchoring our attention to that breath the ebb and flow of the breath. And all we have to do in these moments is simply breathe and be still in mind and body. Give yourself permission to be right here, right now. So we'll begin to slowly come into more awareness, first by taking a full breath in and out. And now begin to find some movement through the fingers and the toes. Perhaps make soft fist with the fingers or the hands. Maybe roll out the ankles, scrunch the toes in and spread them wide. Follow your own body's cue to move, to stretch, just whatever feels natural in awakening your body and moving a little bit as we gradually come into more awareness. Retaining the sense of calm, of peacefulness, of balance that hopefully we've achieved in our practice today. We're going to roll onto our sides, returning to that side lying position once more. We're going to stay here for about 3 breaths. Breathing. Feeling a lightness in the body, an aliveness in the spirit and mind. And we'll slowly begin to make our way up, finding our cross leg position, just sitting easily. Rounding the sitting bones, spine nice and tall. So we'll close with some sweeping breaths here, reaching the hands down to the sides of the body, down towards the earth. As we inhale, sweeping the hands to the sides, wide as we meet those palms overhead. As we exhale, slide the hands down to heart center. Let's do that twice more, inhaling. Out and up, we reach with the hands, palms meet. And exhale, sliding the hands to heart. Doing that once more. Nice, full inhale. Inhaling joy, happiness, gratitude. And exhale, we smile. So I thank you for joining me today for this yoga practice. May you be happy, may you be healthy, and may you live with ease. Namaste.